All right, welcome back to Kinko School, where the second game of being played by the Eagles and T-Jax score right now is 25-16. T-Jax possession with the Eagles. Colton Mack dribbling around the top, looking for an open player. Passes to Matthew. He's looking for Alex at the baseline, just can't find him. Passes over to Alex. He'll pass back to Matthew. He'll try to dribble in. Pass out to Colton. Shoots to three and just misses. Rebound by Alex. He'll put it back up. And missed. Rebound by Matthew. And he's going to see at the bottom of the bucket. And he'll take it up, and it's good. 25-18. Jame and Mack bringing it down for the T-Jax. Both teams playing very well on defense. They're looking for an open player. They'll find PJ. He'll pass it down to Robert. Pass it back to the top to Ethan Mack. He'll pass it to Jamin. Working his way in. He'll go for the shot. No good. Rebound by PJ. They'll put it back up, and that one's good. Colton bring it down for the boys. Just 10 seconds left in the half. He tries to make his way in. He'll pass to Matthew on the outside. He'll pass it out to Maynard at the three-point line. They're shooting it good, and that doesn't end for the first half. 27-21, T-Jax. Both teams, though, I must say, are playing very well. The T-Jax have their biggest lead was about 10, but the Eagles are doing a very good job of catching back up. So right now it's just a six-point lead for our boys, and they're making their way to the locker room. So we'll go ahead and take a break.
All righty. Sorry about the delay. We tried to overlap them as little as possible, but we'll let you take the halftime and give us a call back when they resume. Thank you, Amy. All right. We have got Spirit off the line, and Amy Mack is back live from King Cove. Welcome to KSDP, Amy.
All right. We are just starting the second half. Possession is with the T-Jax. Jamin Mack bringing it down. He'll pass to Ethan. Pass it back to the top to Ian. He'll shoot the three, and it's no good. Rebound by Robert. He'll pass it back out to Jamin. Pass it back to the top to Ian. Boys kind of talking to each other, looking for players. Ian will find an open spot in the court. Shoot, miss, and get his own rebound. Pass out to Jamin. He'll shoot and miss. Ooh, rebound by Matthew, bravo. He'll pass it down to Colton. He passes it to the corner to Maynard. Maynard will pass it back to Colton, who passes to Matthew. He'll work his way into the paint, but they're going to call a foul, looks like, a shooting foul. That's a foul on White, 2-1. That is Robert Christensen. I think that's his first foul, but that'll put Matthew on the line for two. Shoots the first, and it's good. 27-22, T-Jax. And for the Eagles, Colton, Maynard, Matthew, Jonathan, and Dion. And the second shot is up and good. T-Jax will bring it down the court. Ethan bringing it down. Calling his plays, looking for his players. Nice defense being played by the Eagles. They'll pass to Jamin. Green by PJ. Jamin will go around, take the shot. And it's good. And then while taking the ball out, Johnson stepped on the line. That's a line violation. The possession will go back to the T-Jax. PJ passed it into Jamin. He'll bring him to the top. Finds Robert in the corner. He'll shoot the three, and it's just a hair off. He'll get his own rebound and put it back up. No good. Rebound by Jonathan. Passes out to Dion. They'll bring it down the court. Ooh, and he wasn't quite sure where it was on the court, so he tried to pass it to Colton, who was on the other side of the line. So that's another line violation and over and back call on the Eagles. Ian with the ball for the T-Jax. He'll find an open Robert. The three-point line. He takes it up, and it's good. Colton now bringing it down for the Eagles. Passes it over to Dion, who's looking for a player's trap. He finds Colton. Colton will take the shot. Oh, and it's good. 32-25, T-Jax. Jamin Mack bringing it down. weaves his way through some blue, finds TJ at the baseline. He'll put it up for 2 points. Eagles ball. Colton will drive past a couple white players all the way in. He'll take the shot. And it's good. Very nice shot by Colton Mack. Jamin with the ball for the TJ. He'll pass it over to Ian at the baseline. Yep. Pass it to where he thought PJ would be. And it's looking like they're calling a foul on white, or blue, 1-1. That's Matthew Bravo. That'll put Ian on the line for 2 shots. In for the T-Jacks, Robert, PJ, Ian, Jamin, and Ethan. Ian will shoot his first shot, and it's good. 35-27 T-Jacks. Second, and it is good as well. Eagles ball. Point guard, Brooklyn Mack, bringing it down again. He'll pass it over to Matthew, who passes it to Dion. He does a beautiful jump shot right over a couple T-Jacks, and that would be good. Jamin Mack bringing it down for the T-Jacks. Looking for an open player, finds PJ at the baseline. He'll go up for a shot, but it's no good. Ian will shoot, no good. Rebound by Jamin, pass it out to PJ. He'll try to drive his way in. Pass it out to Robert. Robert will shoot, no good. He'll get his rebound, shoot again, no good. And the ball is being hit around by everybody. The Eagles will end up with it. Colton will bring it down. Finds Maynard at the three-point line. He'll fake a shot, dribble around, pass it into Johnson. He passes it right back out to Colton. Over to Maynard. He'll drive his way in and take the shot. Close, but no good. Oh, geez. And been fighting over the ball. Johnson ends up on the floor. Looks like he hit pretty hard, but he looks okay. He makes his way down the court. T-Jack's ball. They'll bring it down. Jamin Mack at the ball at the top of the key. He'll go up for 3 points. He'll see in his way off there. Ball out of bounds. John White, blue ball. Colton will bring it down to the Eagles. Let his boys set up. Make his way past half court. Pass to Matthew. He'll pass it right back to Colton. He'll do some fancy dribbling. Make his way into the paint and fake a shot. Pass to Jonathan. He'll go up. Oh, my goodness, this poor water boy. He just got slammed on the floor again. He's just fine, but looks like Ralph Lindquist is going to call a timeout. Possession is with the Eagles. Score 36-29, T-Jacks. Both teams with one team foul at the half. Just about 4 minutes left. Your refs tonight are Joe Calver and Charles Mack. It's like a full timeout. I think Lindquist is checking on Jonathan as he was all over the floor since this quarter started. Captains for the Eagles is Matthew Bravo and Dion Osterbach, both seniors. Captains for the T-Jacks, they actually have 3, PJ Hamilton, Jamin Mack, and Ethan Mack. But for 2 games, captains are PJ Hamilton and Jamin Mack, as we could only have 2. Boys making their way back to the court. They're going to call play. It's looking pretty familiar for the T-Jacks, as Ralph Winkless used to be the coach for the T-Jacks. The passing of Jonathan, and he'll take it up, but no good. Jamin Mack bring it down strong for the T-Jacks. He'll pass it over to Robert at the corner. He'll shoot the 3 and miss. Boys scrambling for it. Dion will end up with the rebound. He'll dribble it down. Pass to Colton. He passes to Matthew. He makes his way through the boys and tries to pass it off to Dion, but PJ will get his arm in there and hit it out of bounds. Blue ball. Matthew looking for some open players. He'll find Colton, who finds Matthew right back at the baseline. He'll pass it way out to Dion. He'll take the shot, and it's good. 36-31. C-Jack still a pretty close game. Jaden bringing it down. He'll make his way in. Stop pass out to Ian. He'll pass it out to Ethan, who makes his way in. Shoots and misses. Rebound by Ethan. Pass out to Robert. He'll pass it back to Jamin. Jamin finds PJ cutting through. And a nice over the back pass to Jamin. He'll shoot and miss. Dion with the rebound. He'll bring it down. Pass to Colton. He'll make his way in. Pass it back up to Matthew. He passes it in to Jonathan. He'll turn around, shoot, and miss. Rebound by PJ. Passes it off to Ian. He tries to make his way in, but some tough defense by Dion off the rack. Stops him. Passes it out to Robert. Robert again will try to shoot three, and it's good. Third time's a charm for Robert. Colton bringing it down for the Eagles. On his way, looking for a player. Pass it out to Matthew. He'll pass to Dion, who will shoot for three from the same spot, and it's just a hair off. Colton will get the rebound and put it back up for the good 2 points. T-Jack's ball. Oh, and it's over to Robert in the corner. He'll shoot the three, and it's no good. Rebound by PJ. Pass out to Jamin. We'll find Ian. He'll take the shot, and it's no good. The whistle was a over-the-back call on Jamin. We got a sub for the T-J. Levi Larson is now in. Levi, Jamin, Ethan, Ian, and PJ now in. Colton bringing it down for the Eagles. Pass over to Matthew. He'll drive his way in. Not make it. Pass out to Alex. He passes it out to Dion. Dion shoots for three, and it's just a hair off. Rebound by PJ. In an attempt to rebound, Jonathan ends on the floor again. He gets his way up, and he's okay. Jamin Mack will go in for the layup. He'll get fouled by one of the Eagles. That'll put him on the line. The Q shot. Goes up for the first one, and it's good. And for the Eagles, Jonathan, Matthew, Alex, Dion, and Colton. 40-33, T-Jack. Second shot, and it's good. 41-33, T-Jack. Colton bringing it down. He passes over to Matthew. All boys on the baseline. Matthew will try to work his way in. Won't make it. Pass to Colton. Passes it out to Dion. He'll make his way in. Beautiful shot, but it's no good. Rebound by TJ. They'll try to launch it down to Ethan, but it'll be stolen by Colton. So pass it to Matthew. Boys are just balls flying, scrambling everywhere. T-Jacks now have the ball. Ethan will go in for a layup. And it's good. Boy, it's getting a little bit flustered looking like. Matthew Bravo with the ball. He'll pass it out to Alex for the three-point shot. No good. Rebound by PJ. He'll pass it to where he thought Jamin was, but where no one was, so out of bounds on RT Jack. Possession goes back to the Eagles. Matthew taking out, looking for a player. He'll find Dion, who finds Colton. Passes it back out to Matthew. Passes it back to Colton. He'll make his way in and try to shoot, looking for a foul call, but nothing called. No good. PJ with the rebound. He'll pass it out to Ian. Just 30 seconds left. Passing to Jamin, who will drive it in. And as you can tell by the crowd, that basket's good. Colton bringing it down, pass to Matthew. He'll make his way in. Shoot, no good. Rebound by Jonathan. He'll put it back up, no good. Rebound by PJ. Looks at the clock, tries to find an open player. And in the heat of the moment, looking at the clock, Ian Samuelson will get called for the travel. Possession goes back to the Eagles. Just 2.8 seconds left in this quarter. And they're going to go ahead and call a timeout. Ralph Lincoln to call a timeout. 45-33 T-Jack. Both teams still doing very well. They, at one point, were just a few points away. But the T-Jacks just keep getting a lead on them. But the Eagles are doing a very good job at catching back up. And for the Eagles, again, Matthew, Jonathan, Alex, Colton, Dion. And for the T-Jacks, Jamin, Ian, Ethan, Levi, and PJ. Eagles ball, 2.8 left in the quarter. Oh, he'll launch it down to T-Jack. And Jamin will get the ball. Got to shoot the three and miss. Looking like number 13 for the T-Jacks, or for the Eagles, while he was attempting to get the ball from the T-Jacks at that end. Looks like he might have hurt his ankle. He's hopping around a little bit. That's Dion Osterbeck. He's looking like he's walking it off, so that's good. Again, this is the start of the fourth quarter, 45-33 T-Jack. Both teams have two team fouls. Looks like they added, took out Levi Larson and put in, oh no, I guess Levi's in too, in for the T-Jack. Levi, Robert, Ian, Ethan, and Jamin. For the Eagles, Matthew, Colton, Alex, Maynard, and Jonathan. Eagles ball at half court. Passes it into Maynard. He'll pass it up to Colton. Passes it into Matthew. He'll run the baseline, try to go in for a layup, and no good. Rebound by Ian. Pass over to Jamin. He'll try to make his way into the paint. Nice shot. Pass over to Ian. He shoots the three, and it's good. Colton bringing it down to the Eagles. He'll pass over to Alex. He'll find Matthew at the baseline. He takes the shot, and it's good. Whistle blue. Looks like they called a foul on 1-1 White with the body. That's a foul on Jamin. But that will put Matthew on the line for a three-point play as his layup was good. So this shot is for the three-point play. Ref saying something about Jonathan Rotter's shoes. Maybe he's not quite sure either. Goes over to Coach Lindquist. Not quite sure what's going on. Looking like he needs to tape his laces. They're too long. And calling for paper. Maybe the floor is wet or... Oh, I know what they're calling. And it's not surprising because that poor little boy was all over the floor last quarter, but it's looking like there might be some blood on the course. They're wiping something up and taping up Jonathan Robbins. But all is well. We got a sub for the T-Jack. Dustin Newman in for Robert Christensen. All right, Matthew Bravo at the line, hoping to make this a three-point play, and he does. 38-48-36, T-Jack. Ethan bringing it down to the T-Jack. He'll pass it to the side to Ian, looking for the cutter, and then he'll pass it right to Matthew Bravo. He will go in for the layup. Oh, see. It's no good, but if you knew our gym, we have a stage right underneath the hoop, which is thankfully covered with bleachers, covered with mats, because the boys keep climbing into it. They're called a foul on blue, so it's white ball. Ethan will pass it in to Jamin. Jamin will drive it in, take the baseline, stop, pass it back out to Ian. He'll find Dusty at the bottom. He take a little dribble, take the shot, no good. Rebound by PJ, takes it up, no good, but it looks like he's going to get a foul call. Calls on blue 1-1. Here, I believe, is Matthew. That'll put PJ on the line. He'll take the first shot. Short. Just a smidge short. No good. He'll take his second shot. And it's good. 49-36. Colton bringing it down. He'll pass it out to Matthew. He'll pass it over to Alex. He'll swing it right back. And he'll pass it right back to Alex. He'll shoot the three. Miss. Rebound by Matthew. Tries to drive it in. He'll find Alex. He'll shoot and miss. And they're going to get a rebound by Jonathan Rotter. He tries to take it up and looks like a foul. It's foul on White 1-1. I think that might be at least his third. But that foul will put Jonathan on the line for two shots. He'll shoot the first, and it's good. He shoots the second, and it as well is good. 49-38. Ethan Mack bringing it down. Some nice defense being played by the Eagles. They'll find Ian, who finds Jamin. Jamin will try to make his way in, but it looks like Colton just knocked the ball out of his hands, but the possession stays with the T-Jacks. Jamin trying to bring it in. He'll find PJ, who finds an empty, who we thought an empty, Justin, down at the bottom of the court. He'll pass it back out to Ian at the top. Passes it out to Ethan, who passes it back to Ian as he was cutting in. Looking like they're going to call a foul. And they're going to call a foul on White, 4-4 on the arm. That's a foul on PJ Hamilton. So it's Eagles ball. We have a sub in for the T-Jacks. Levi Larson will go back in. Colton bringing it down. Ralph's going to call a timeout for the Eagles. Looking like the Eagles are picking up on their defense a little bit, making it a little harder for our boys to keep their lead, but it is 49-38. 6 minutes left in this game, I guess. And the buzzer means it's time for the boys to get back out on the court. And it'll be blue ball at the half. Maynard taking it out. They'll pass it in to Colton. Colton will rush his way down. Pass to Matthew. Matthew will pass it right back out to Colton, who will shoot the three. Oh, see, and it's no good. Alex with the rebound. He'll pass it back out. Matthew with the ball at the three-point line. He tries to make his way in. Passes it back out to Colton. Over to Maynard. To Alex. To Maynard. To Colton. Back to Maynard. Back to Colton. He'll pass it out to Matthew. He'll try to work his way in. Pass it out to Maynard. Pass to Alex. Alex with a long pass over to Colton. Colton will find Matthew. He'll run the baseline. Take the shot. No good. Rebound by PJ. PJ will pass to Jamin. Jamin will bring the ball down. He'll try to make his way down to the hoop, but he'll pass it over to Levi Larson, who goes up for the shot, which it didn't hit the rim, and he caught it again, so it's a travel. But blue ball, Colton bringing it down. He calls his play, his boys are moving. Didn't quite work. He'll pass it out to Matthew. He'll drive his way in, throw it up. Looking for a foul call, and he got it. They called a foul on White, 3-4. That's on Levi Larson, but they'll put Matthew on the line. whole new slew of boys looking like going in for the Eagles. Or maybe they were just talking to Lincoln. Either way, in for the Eagles is Colton, Alex, Matthew, Jonathan, and Maynard. Matthew will shoot his first shot, and that's good. Got a sub for the T-Jacks. Robert Christensen will go in for P.J. Hamilton. And Matthew will shoot his second shot. And it is good. He must be 100% on his free throws today. I don't think he missed one. Oh, but... And... On Ethan's way down to the hoop, he drives his way through, and they're going to call a push on Blue 2-0. It's a foul, so they'll take it out at the side. Jamin will bring it down. Pass it up top to Ian. Ian will look for a player. Won't find one, so he'll take it in himself, and that one's good. 51-40, T-Jack. 4.5 minutes left. Colton with the ball. He'll pass it out to Maynard, who'll shoot the three. And it was looking good, but it didn't work. Jamin will bring it down strong for the T-Jacks to go up for the layup, and it won't be good. Rebound by Colton. He'll run his way down the court. We'll see, and it just slipped. Oh, my goodness. It looks like he might have hurt himself. He's on the court. T-Jack still with the ball. But they're going to call a ref is going to call a timeout, because Colton is looking like he might be hurt. His team making his way out to the court. And they're all huddling around him. Stay on the court. Just going to make my way, make sure he doesn't need ice pack. And they get him up. He'll limp off the court, looking like he might have sprained his ankle, which is no good. So I'll go ahead and take a seat in for Colton as Dion. Ref telling the boys to start the game, hustle up. So the Eagles will pass it down to Alex. At the three-point line, he'll shoot and miss. Rebound by Jamin. He'll look for a player, but everyone's behind him. Pass it out to Ian, who shoots way further out than the three-point line than he should have, but it's good. Matthew Bravo bringing it down for the Eagles. Pass over to Maynard. Maynard will pass to Dion. While thinking about shooting, he'll just shuffle his feet a smidge enough to call a travel. T-Jack ball. Robert passes it in to Jamin. Jamin will rush his way down. Find Ian at the three-point line again. A shoot and miss. Rebound by Jamin. He'll take it out, and it is just stuffed out of the way by Joel and Rotter. Alex will go in for the three-point shot. Nick's no good. Rebound by Jamin. He'll bring it down to Ian, who tries to make his way, but is missed by a wall of blue. They'll shoot and miss. Bad pass by Alex. That's a turnover. T-Jack got the ball back. Roberts will go in for the layup, and he'll make it. Eagles slowly bringing it down, letting their team set up. Matthew will drive it in and try to pass it into Jonathan, and it's stolen away to Jack's ball. Jamin will come around, pass to Ian. He'll pass it over to Robert, who will shoot the three, and it's off. Rebound by Jamin, and it's off. Rebound by Matthew Bravo. That's going to call an over the back call on TJ. That whistle was to signal in some boys, and you have to please forgive me as I don't know which Bravo boy is who, but now the Bravo boys are in with Maynard, Dion, and Matthew. And that over-the-back call will put Matthew on the line because that's 17 fouls for the T-Jacks. So it's now 1-1. That'll put Matthew on the line for one shot. If he makes it, he'll get a second. Shot goes up, and it's good. This will give him one more shot. 5641 T-Jax. Matthew will shoot a second. And it's good. And T-Jax get the ball, launches down to a wide open Robert who shoots and misses. Rebound by Ian. He'll pass it out to Ethan. He'll make a shot. And now it's no good. Ian with the rebound. He'll bring it out up top. Trying to let his boys set up here as they were just scrambling around shooting. Pass over to Ethan. He'll pass up top to Jamin. He'll work his way in. Shooting a miss. While trying to get the rebound, PJ will knock it out of bounds. Eagles ball. Matthew bringing it down, looking at the clock, 1:52 left. He'll dribble past some T-Jax, take the shot, miss, rebound by Maynard. Pass over to a Bravo boy who just couldn't handle it. T-Jax with the ball, Ian will drive in and make that basket. 58-42 T-Jax. Matthew bringing the ball down. He'll pass it down to a Bravo boy again who passes it out to Maynard. He'll pass it to Matthew who will go in for a shot, but it's no good. Long pass down to an empty Ian. He'll go up for a layup, and it's good. Dion bringing it down for the Eagles. Jamin playing some tough defense, but Dion makes his way around him. Launches it over to Matthew. He'll drive in. Pass to a Bravo boy who will shoot, and he'll get the foul. Now that I can see a number, I can let you know what Bravo boy that was. They're going to call a foul on PJ, I think. And that will put number 52 on the line. That's Josh Bravo. First shot goes up. Just a hair off. We got some subs in for the T-Jax. We got Levi, Justin, Mitchell, Ian, and Ethan in. Josh will go up for a second shot. Oh, and just a hair off again. Matthew will try to go up for the shot. They're going to call a foul on White, 34, and that was while he was going up, so that's the shooting foul. That's now 9 fouls for T-Jax. First shot is good. I think he must be at least 8 for 8. And the second shot is good. Levi Larson bringing it down for the T-Jax. He'll pass it over to Ethan, but it's stolen by Dion. He'll make his way to the hoop. Fake out some T-Jax, go up for the shot, and then just misses. Boys scrambling for the ball. Matthew will come out with it, and he'll take the shot. Before they take the shot, it's looking like his feet were going before the ball, and they call the travel. T-Jax ball, Ian bringing it down. The nice defense played by Dion again. He's looking for the steal. Ian will pass to Levi. Pass it back to Ian. Pass it over to Ethan. He'll make his way. Oh, and just... be just too tough for that shot because it just didn't go in. Maynard with a 3-point shot, just that's off and on the ball way back down. It'll hit the top of the. T-Jax bring it down. Ethan with a wide open lane. He'll go in and it's good. Just 2-1 beyond the. Last second shot, and it is no good. So at the end of the game, 62-44, T-Jax.
All righty, Amy. Well, we've got a 62-44, and we're all done, huh?
Yeah, we're all done.
All right, you have a good night. Thank you so much for your work.
You too. Thank you.
Good night, everybody. All right. 62-44 is the final score on the boys' game. This is Virgil. A little bit after 9 p.m. Throw on some Georgia Satellites, keep your hands to yourself, and sign out. That was all of our basketball coverage for this evening. As the season progresses, we will try and cover each and every game from King Cove and Sandpoint, whether they're on the road or in town.